Monday, December 9th invokes the double six code for December's 15 month and today's 24 universal date, both reduced to six, but also we have the number nine. So when numbers six and nine both are active at the same time, it is so much about love. Love, love, love. Nine governs unconditional love. Six governs human love. So love your life into reality today. Spend time with those whom you love or doing something what you adore or both. The harvest is ripe. You can bring in the goods today. The number nine is about culminations. And the number six and nine together really favors abundance, prosperity, financial flow. Now, you may have greater responsibilities today. Double six brings nurturing and responsibility, especially with your loved ones. Plus, personal growth is really favored today. It's a beautiful day for love, so that means romance. So even though it's a Monday, a perfect day for a date night. Now, the moon trines both Venus and Saturn because Venus and Saturn are coming together in a triple conjunction. Very powerful, very rare with Pluto. So the moon is trining Venus today, and that brings the theme of happiness, of creativity, of self-expression that's in the numerology code into the forefront as well. So you have a desire for affection, sharing times with others, also immersing yourself in something creative that will help soothe your soul with beauty. Love is the theme of the day in the numerology code, of course, and again, with Venus trine the moon, it touches everything you do. It also makes you more social as well, and you want to just beautify your environment, bring pleasure into your life. And the moon trine Saturn means you take your feelings and creativity seriously. You feel responsible for how you basically feel, your well-being, and it gives you more self-control as well. Your sense of duty comes more naturally today. So it's a wonderful day to work alone or take alone time. So your emotional commitment is heightened. Your feelings are understood at a level that brings wonderful clarity. And you just feel more protective of your loved ones in general. You share practical encouragement. You share nourishment. Then on the 10th of December, on Tuesday, we have the instant manifestation number 10 merged with the number 16, which brings a lot of surprises. Now, this is a very mental code, so your mind will be very active. You can discover new ways to do things. You can act fast. You can make quick decisions, but you also need to take time to intuit, to meditate, to contemplate. The number 16-7 really demands that. So listen for directions. Also be very flexible and open to those exciting shifts that can happen today. And if you can, spend time alone or spend time in nature today. The moon is opposite Venus, and that connects you to your deepest feelings. Some appearing after being buried in your subconscious. So you want to turn to beauty to keep you emotionally in balance. You may be a little more moody during parts of the day today. So if you seek affection and love, you can really strive for resolving tensions in your intimate relationships by just hugging, kissing, touching, sharing your love, right? Also, focus on a creative project if you can. You just feel sensual and you want to touch things and be touched. And that means literally and figuratively as well. Guard against a stronger sweet tooth today or overstimulation and spend time alone, as the numerology code says. So focusing on beauty, music, art, nature, beautiful scents, affection will help you feel emotionally balanced. Wednesday the 11th. This is fantastic because the 11 portal opens onto the number 17 today, the immortality number. This is such a powerful, powerful day because it allows you to feel double new beginnings that last. And not just double new beginnings, but also there's something that you can do today that you can birth today. The number 11 is about, you know, the birthing of something very powerful that leaves behind a lasting legacy. So you have tremendous confidence and trust in your intuition. Abundance is really increased today, especially if you listen to your internal voice for guidance. You are blending that ability to be inspired with your understanding that you are eternal. Venus conjunct Saturn today, and that is really the first part of the triple conjunction with Saturn and Pluto. So Venus conjunct Saturn brings your focus onto money and love and making them real, making them solid. So true love that lasts with the core relationship values of loyalty, of trust, of integrity, commitment, responsibility, all Saturn qualities. This is really enhanced. And learning to meet your own emotional needs is important because then you can be centered and grounded as you nurture and understand others more easily because you're coming from a place of peace. Refrain from judging how you feel or how others feel. At the same time, try not to restrict your feelings by hiding them. You do want to express yourself. You can do so in a less demonstrative way, but you do need to use your imagination with Venus. If you need to have a structured platform, like a step-by-step way, that's fine. That's Saturn, but you can't suppress your creativity at this time. It's important to keep it visible and working for you. In your intimate relationships, you may have more serious conversations at this time, and these are very important because they will secure that long-lasting connection. Remember, the number 17 is active today as well, right? So there's a deeper commitment today with Saturn and Venus, a closeness, and because the number 11 is active, 11 reduces to 2, that's also about intimacy and relationships that are fused into one. On the 12th of the 12th, this is such an amazing day this year, and coming at the heels of the next decade, it's even more exciting, actually. This number 12 is very, very activated as we end 2019 and as we begin 2020. So I'm going to direct you to the Full Moon in Gemini Star Code episode on my website. So head on over there and watch that. It goes very deeply into this number, which is very important. This full moon is at 19 degrees in Gemini, and I did discuss it in part one, so have a listen to that as well. This number 19 degrees does focus on the teens we were just in, the 20 teens. We are in 2019, of course, so it brings an ending quality to the fact that we are now just experiencing the final weeks of this year. And 19 is about new beginnings, and it's the Prince of Heaven number, so it allows you to tune into your inner light. Now, Gemini, of course, always represents more than one side. And in this case, the learning by looking at other viewpoints is important. And why do I say learning? Well, because the number 12 is the number of learning, is the number of personal growth. And this full moon happens at 12 past the hour in the 12th month of the year on December 12th in a universal year of 12. That's what 2019 is, a 12 universal year. So we have a quadruple 12 code activated. Very, very amazing. And not only that, it happens at 12 past the hour, and in New York time, Eastern time, East Coast time, it's 12:12 a.m. So we have a lot here to do in terms of self-awareness, of listening, of learning, of being understanding, of acquiring wisdom. And since we have that extremely rare triple conjunction, that stellium between Venus, Saturn, and Pluto, this is a precursor to the big event on January 12th, 2020. So it is very important to understand this triple conjunction, what it means. Again, listen to part one and also go to my website for the full Gemini full moon forecast, because there's a lot here to understand and to embrace. It's a fabulous, fabulous full moon. It also is the final full moon of the decade and the final lunation before we enter eclipse season, which happens on Christmas Day and the first day of Christmas, 25th and 26th of December. That's the first eclipse in Capricorn, which we will cover also, obviously, in part one. Now, Friday the 13th, yes, it is a Friday the 13th. The final month of the decade has a Friday the 13th, but it's good luck. I mean, 13 is an amazing number. It's the divine feminine activated. It is a very powerful number. It governs the 13 lunations of the year, the 13 weeks in a season. It is connected to the moon lunation cycles. It is incredible, and it follows, of course, the Gemini full moon. So this is going to be a very, very powerful Friday, and it will inspire sudden shifts, new beginnings, genius ideas, divine downloads. The Prince of Heaven number is activated, number 19, so that brings the light. It allows you to plan, to manifest, and it gives you the trust that you can accomplish anything you set your intentions on. And today, Mars is trine to Neptune and Venus is conjunct Pluto to complete that triple conjunction. Mars trine Neptune is exciting because it means that your intellectual energy is spiritualized. So you're open and receptive to sacred ideas. So your energy is directed towards expressing yourself in an imaginative, creative way. Your imagination and instinct are merged, and they're geared towards understanding how mysteries, mystical subjects such as astrology and numerology impact your life. So you're feeling, in other words, very refined, subtle, sensitive vibrations. And the sacred warrior, Mars, the sacred warrior in you gains a lot of courage in trusting that intuition. So you're able to transmute interactions with kindness and love instead of aggression. It allows you to get proactive about how to be of service in a way that uplifts and energizes others at soul level. And it encourages spiritual activities. Whether you're alone or with a group, they're highly favored. And so any way that you can express yourself, Neptune is so expressive, Neptune and Venus. So if it's through physical movement, through dance, through improvisation, through writing, anything that allows you to take that Mars energy, which is so romantic and affectionate and tender. It tenderizes Mars. It brings Mars to that spiritual place. So it's like compassionate sexuality and sensuality. Very, very beautiful. And then Venus conjunct Pluto is also connected to love. It's your desire for affection deepens. You feel exceptionally attractive. Your sexual urges are increasing. You yearn for a deeper, more intense, passionate companionship. And if you're not in a relationship, even if you are, your impact on friends is enhanced because you're sharing your love and passion so freely now. And you're seeking out beauty in everything. You're seeking out beauty in everyone. You're seeing beyond just the surface. Also, this code is fantastic for financial flow when Venus and Pluto come together. And remember, they're in a triple conjunction with Saturn, and Saturn allows that financial expansion to be manifest as long as you're patient, because Saturn requires patience, right, to trust the timing. You can reap some tremendous financial rewards. On Saturday the 14th, we have a code of communication, of freedom, merged with the code of peace. So it means that you want to be both flexible and cooperative. You want to take a risk, and you also want to be still and be patient. So there's a little bit of a paradox as you're learning to feel being in total harmony and also going out on an adventure or, you know, accepting a big risk in your life, a shift in your life. So receive, listen, and then act and move forward. The moon is opposite Venus today, so you're connecting to your deepest feelings, and some may happen, you know, appear that you haven't acknowledged before. So the way to adjust during this transit, which is very quick, it just lasts a couple of hours, the moon moves very, very fast, is to turn to beauty. Because you may feel slightly more moody today, you want to share your love, you want to share your creativity. You can focus on wrapping presents, for example, whatever it is that makes you feel very creative and bring your life into harmony. Put on some beautiful music, put on some beautiful scents, and focus on art. And, you know, you just feel like your affection needs some attention to bring that emotional balance. Then Sunday the 15th is a very, very important day this year, also this month, because December is a 15 universal month, and so we have a double 15-15 code, and also Jupiter is trying to Uranus today, and that's a very exciting, positive, amazing transit, which you will feel all month long. Now, it's exact today when the 15-15 code is active, which is amazing because 15 is the spiritual alchemist number, the number of magic, joy, uplifting others, abundance. It's just incredible to have all of this good luck, charm, energy come together in one day. And like I said, you won't just feel it on the Sunday. You will feel it throughout the month. So your love and passion can translate easily into prosperity, financial flow, abundance, right? Money activation. This is beautiful for everything to do with feeling pleasure. And love and romance are very enhanced at this time. So it's just highly positive, very optimistic energy. It gives you that surge of positivity, that injection of bliss. You know, and it really feels like it just comes out of nowhere because Jupiter trine Uranus. Uranus is the surprise planet. So it brings lucky breaks, unexpected windfalls. It's a wonderful time for you to take that risk and try a new approach. You just feel so good. You want to create successful outcomes now. And your sense of freedom and openness to broaden your perspective and break through boundaries creates positive changes in your life. And it just is easy. And, you know, it's like suddenly something appears or a person shows up or you receive a phone call or a text or something that just makes your day and makes your year. Jupiter governs expansion, higher learning, faraway travel. So you can grow, you can dive more deeply. And, you know, in an unexpected way, of course, because of Uranus. And you learn things quickly, including languages or a different kind of art, music, dance, style, whatever. Whatever it is, you adjust and you can take it in. A sense of adventure helps you acclimate to and anticipate great results beyond the horizon because Jupiter reaches beyond the horizon. It is the expansion planet, the joy planet. Now, by now, Jupiter has left its sign of Sagittarius and moved into Capricorn. So Jupiter is manifesting joy now for the next year. And so this is important to understand because Jupiter in Capricorn will help the stellium take on a positive viewpoint, a positive perspective when it happens in January. So this Jupiter trine Uranus moment is also impacted by the fact that Jupiter just entered its new sign of Capricorn. And so this will really help to enhance financial flow as well. Now, Monday, the 16th of December, is a more quiet day in a sense. It does bring some surprises because of the number 16, but what really is important is that you listen to your intuition, that you focus on work, but do so in a very peaceful way, that you have a plan and you just very gently and methodically adhere to that plan, to the strategy, because you're very, very sensitive today and you want to tune into that peace and quiet in order for your creativity to flow. So take a walk in nature if you can, if what, you know, weather permitting, of course, or do a meditation. This is a day of purification, a day of peace. The moon is quincunx Pluto today. And that means your feelings are more intensified. So you want to stay in control, stay calm. That's why the meditation is so important, of your reactions. So breathe through any changes of moods. You know, if you want to share your deep emotions, do so with a trusted friend and channel those deep feelings into something artistic and creative. You're super intuitive today. This is also the number 16, right? And the Pluto, Moon, and the number 16 just allow you to really channel that divine intelligence. So listen, breathe, because you're being emotionally empowered. That's what Pluto does. And the Moon are your feelings. So emotional empowerment is strengthened when you accept the depth of your feelings and your intuition, your intuitive downloads. Feel the vibration of the people around you deeply today. You're very connected to them, and there's a lot of positive healing that can happen.